Coaches Insight programs as we wrap things up here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tamma, we're joined now by Corey Knoll, the Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. Again, appreciate the JC and Booster Group making the conversation possible each and every week. KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Well, Coach, you guys are playing as good as any team right now in the Northeast Kansas League. You closed out a stretch of 4 games in 6 days on it Tuesday night with a big win at Troy. We'll dive into that one in a moment, but you go back to last Thursday, win against West Franklin on the road. You beat Jackson Heights on Friday. Monday, you beat Osawatomie, and then you go to Troy, get a big win, had to grind that one out late, 69-58. Again, now 7 consecutive wins, 11-1 over your last 12. You guys are 13-4 overall. I mean, this stretch just proving how quality your team is and has been playing here over the last month and a half.
Yeah, you know, I've been very pleased with the last 4 games specifically. You know, even the last month, it's kind of like things have been clicking really well with the guys. They've been playing well together. They're all filling their role. They're having some fun playing basketball. They've been fun to watch. And the last 4 games, you know, we kind of approached it as it's a tough stretch, but a great opportunity for us. You know, two league games with two non-league games thrown in there. You know, backtrack to last Thursday, we go long road trip to West Franklin, and they were a big team. And you know, that of the 4 games, I thought that was probably our worst one, but you know, did what we needed to do on the road to get a win there, and then to come back Friday and you know, off really no prep against Jackson Heights, and get a good win there. I was pleased how we played. I thought, you know, our 4 seniors have been playing is the best basketball they've had over the last 4 years with Chance Jenkins, Rex Furman, Isaac Laird, and Will Elias, then throw Brody Van Dyke in there as a sophomore guard. You know, they're kind of clicking on all cylinders right now. And, you know, after that, we had about a quick two-day break over the weekend and, you know, no practice, but just kind of a lot of film study and just taught teaching points and film, and hosted Osawatomie on Monday, who last, I think they were ranked number 10 in 3A. And we talked about, you know, a great opportunity. It's a non-league game, but more than anything, I just want to play well. And I thought we played extremely well. You know, had a consistent lead and then started to pull away and then won that game by 18. At home, and then to follow that up last night against Troy, again, that's kind of picked up where we left off, I thought, and played well and got 4 wins on that tough stretch.
Yeah, and you guys want to keep it going against a very good Riverside team later in the week. We'll get your thoughts on them in a moment. But let's circle back to the Troy game Tuesday night, man. We were there. We had it on KNZA 103.9 FM. You mentioned Chance. You mentioned Rex. How about Chance Jenkins, man, what you're getting from him? So before that game Tuesday night, he had scored 50 points and hit 7 threes in the previous 2 games against Osawatomie Monday and then Jackson Heights Friday. How about 31 points for him in the 69-58 win at Troy? Obviously crucial down the stretch at the free throw line. I mean, he is playing as good as anybody in this league right now, and right now this stretch over the last 3 games as good as any in the state.
Oh, yeah. In order to win those 4 games, you know, we couldn't do it without Chance. He's been our most consistent scoring piece, you know, over the entire year, but more specifically in the last 2 weeks. You know, he's been shooting the ball extremely well, and he's a player that, you know, over the last 4 years, he's just kind of bided his time, and you know, he got a little growth spurt there over the last 2 years, got some height, and he's really worked on developing his shot, and it showed. He's been shooting well from the outside, but then you also kind of told him, you know, don't fall in love with a three, because when you're hitting, you got to be able to attack it as well, and he's done that too. You know, West Franklin, he had 26 points but only 1 3, so he was able to kind of get in the paint, get some shots going to the rim, and he's tall enough so he can elevate over guys and then get into the free throw line as well, and he's been our best free throw shooter all year. So you know, he's been playing extremely well, and then to add on to that, I thought Rex Furman the last week or two has really stepped up his games. He's got 18 double digits, you know, the 2 of the last 3 games, I think. He's attacking the rim. He's getting free throws more than anything. He's rebounding extremely well for us. He's getting a lot of putbacks, and he's just kind of a good complement to, Isaac Laird on the inside. When guys kind of key on Isaac, kind of frees Rex up a little bit. So that's been good. And then, Will handling the ball, Brody getting some rebounds and you know, averaging him, close to about 10 per game over the last stretch, and then throwing Dawson Lindsay off the bench to give some quality minutes. So, you know, those 5-6 guys, can't say enough good things about him right now.
It was the second time I had seen you guys up close. I had your very first game of the year against Perry Lecompton, and you go back to early December, which seems like a very long time ago, and that was a 49-28 loss to the Cause. And just thinking about it and talking to you after that game, there was a lot to grow on from there, and it wasn't a great game to start, but I just, seeing you last night, Tuesday night, I should say, and then seeing you at the beginning of the year, I just think the strides that you guys have made, it's obviously showing up in the win column here over the last month, but the way you guys were able to move the ball, just get everybody involved, and just the consistency, just talk that progression from early in the season to where we are now.
Yeah, I think it kind of dates back to even last season. You know, we really graduated about one senior, and we went 4-17 last season. And, you know, we talked with everybody individually, one-on-one before the season started, and we all agreed, you know, last season wasn't very fun. You know, we don't want to go through that again. And we talked through the steps we needed to do to get to kind of where we are now, and hopefully kind of continue to build on this. And we started the season off with a tough stretch with Perry LeCompton and then Rock Creek. You know, we started off the season 0-2 and against two pretty tough teams. But, you know, from those games, we really challenged our guys. You know, we talked about, before the season, you know, we're going to be tough on you because we know we have higher expectations than this. And we were kind of getting onto them, and they responded extremely well. You know, we watched a lot of film, dove into what we did wrong, where we can improve, you know, what our strengths are, really lean into your strengths a little bit, and they responded. You know, after those first two losses, we went and got a big win against Jeff West on the road, and then kind of since then we've really improved every game, I thought, and more so, you know, we had that loss to Valley. You know, Will Elias went down that game, and we've got him back since, but we kind of started off slow, and Valley played extremely well that game, and you know, we kind of took it on the chin, and again, it was just a learning experience. Where can we go from here? And you know, challenging the guys, and they've done nothing but respond well. You know, very coachable group, and can't say enough good things about them right now because they've earned all the wins they got.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Noel joining us again. As good as any team right now in the Northeast Kansas League. Big win against Troy Tuesday night. 7 consecutive wins, and they get a massive league contest coming up. They'll close out this week on Friday at home against a very good Riverside team. So excited to see how that one shakes out on Friday night. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks.